Some logging companies have found high-quality wood that was hidden for years underwater. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Richard Donovan is helping some loggers find fresh timber underwater instead of in the woods. Donovan directs the Smart Wood Project that's run by an environmental group called the Rainforest Alliance. Smart Wood promotes the idea of rediscovered wood, and Donovan says there's a lot of it that's perfectly usable at the bottom of rivers and reservoirs.
We've dealt with rediscovered wood that's from underwater salvage that's either been wood that was along a river or a stream, and it was wood that was harvested somewhere between a quarter of a century and half a century or even longer ago. We've also dealt with trees that were standing trees in reservoirs where dams have been established, and literally the wood's been sitting in those reservoirs upright in the water for years and years.
Donovan says people have taken different routes to finding these underwater resources.
We literally have seen overhead picture of a river using infrared or sonar technology that shows all of the logs laying in the river all the way down the river. And then in other cases, it's been people diving in a lake, etc., that have found out about this resource being there.
Some of these trees were standing more than 100 years ago, and they're often very old and very big. Donovan says this high-quality timber can fetch a high price, but harvesting it can be expensive too. When people pull out logs from a riverbed, they have to make sure that they don't disturb the plants and animals in the river at the same time. Donovan says removing trees that are still upright is much easier. The loggers take an underwater cutting machine to the bottom of the lake or reservoir, snip the trees at the base, and float the logs to the surface. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylor Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.